Welcome listeners that I'm 100% sure we're going to have to the new bespoke audio experience that's bound to take the already oversaturated world of podcasting by storm. Each episode, we'll be taking a sideways...
Hello?
Yeah, Reed Ollie Pat, how are you doing, man?
Oh, yeah, I'm all right. Cheers, mate. I was just listening to some of the podcast archive, actually.
Oh, mate, that's absolutely grand. That's why I was giving you a ring. I was thinking, since we've done 10 episodes of the podcast league, and they've all got a song in each episode, like, we should do one of them podcast episodes, like, episodes compilation of all the songs that we've had in the podcast league. What do you reckon?
I know, you said. It's just, I really don't know if anyone wants to listen to a whole episode with just a load of daft songs in it that, you know, I've made on my phone.
Sorry, pal. I was really hoping you weren't going to see that leak.
Why?
I'm Kev! Ah, right, Kev, you shove a sock in his mouth and tie him up before he comes to. I'll get the files.
What's he trying to say, like?
I don't know. Kev, take the sock out. I'm Kev.
I was just going to say that, you know, before you had to get all mental, that, you know, we could put it out, but we'd have to put a warning that the episode contained strong language and adult themes. But just do what you want now.
Hey, no, sorry, Yurit. Just everyone, don't play it if you're in the car with the nippers leak. Enjoy.
This is a Why Do I Bother worldwide exclusive. That legend, Ollie King, previews his new podcast theme song, right here, right now.
Woo! Four blokes talk a load of shit, no one really listens, but it doesn't really matter. Try not to get in trouble, or offend anyone, cause actually we're quite nice, but we like to be a bit cheeky. Stop us
waiting.
Happened.
Yes.
Coming this week in an episode about something that I like.
Stop.
It may have seemed previously that I was miserable or down on life. Don't mean to be negative, Nancy, or a grumpy. Girls are merry, merry, quite contrary. Debbie Downer, doubting Thomas, wants to ruin all the good stuff for the rest of us. Cause if there's one thing that I love to do, it's playing instruments. Everyone needs to play music. In the next verse I will prove it. Everyone needs to play music all the time. Everyone needs to play music. In the next verse I will prove it. Everyone needs to play music all the time. Have a listen now. I just can't tell you how good it feels when I hit the notes in sequence right. It makes me happy, keeping me safe, locked down in my empty flat at night. It's beneficial for your body and your brain and soul, preventing you from going loopy as you're growing old. I made this whole song on my phone, so it don't make much sense. In 2020, everybody isn't playing instruments. Now's the breakdown with the funky bass line. These bits are the most fun bits to do and to play. And well, if I can do it, then there's no excuses, cause I am quite stupid and you've got all day. Everyone needs to play music during this podcast, I'll prove it. Everyone needs to play music all the time. Everyone needs to play music during this podcast, I'll prove it. Everyone needs to play music all the time. Have a listen now.
I've been jealous of folk like you,
Pick up any instrument and just throw out a tune. I can read the music, my fingers won't work the keys. Notes and stays and octaves may as well be Greek to me. But it's okay, I'll just stick with karaoke. Shove your trumpet up your ass, just blow it out your nose. Banjo players, go pluck yourselves. Guitarists are smug as holes. Solo. But it's okay, I'll just stick with karaoke. It's all Greek to me. I guess I'll leave the music to Ollie.
Yeah, really good question that. Should we bother learning an instrument? Well, in my 33 years on this planet, I've tried to learn a few and most haven't gone great. Let's be honest, none of them have gone great. So what I thought I'd do this week, I'm going to do a quick rundown of all the instruments I've tried to learn and failed at over the years. Here we go. So, number 10, nursery school, trying to learn the xylophone, that little metal thing that you hit with sticks. Had no rhythm, no soul, completely failed. Number 9, primary school, the tambourine. Didn't work when trying to perform it as part of a stage group. Kept playing out of time. Absolutely ridiculous. Number 8. Keyboard. Throughout the school ages. Didn't really get any further than working out where the DJ button was. That one that goes, DJ, DJ, d-d-d-d. Awful. Awful failure. Moving on. 7. Guitar. I've tried this one a few times throughout my life. It's apparently a great one for a young teen anth to get the girls. I mean, if anything, I scared girls away with my embarrassingly bad playing. Moving on. Number 6. I own 3 guitars, and the only thing I know about them is their locations. The garage, the loft, and back of a cupboard somewhere. So, not great. Oh, that wasn't number 6. Number 5. Ukulele. Ridiculous. I felt like a giant holding a baby's instrument. Twanged a few strings, put it in the garage for safekeeping. Next. Number 4. The harmonica. Gross. Why would I want an instrument that holds my spit for the rest of its life? Not nice for anyone, really. Popped it in a box. Don't know where it is now. Number 3. Trapped myself to some hand percussion drum things from Cuba. Yeah, I like them ones, actually. Learn how to tap the rhythm to a few songs. Don't know where they are now, though. Probably in the garage with all the rest of the junk. Number 2. Actual drums. Rubbish. Can only play one drum at a time. Not a great skill for a drummer. Never really been good at doing two things at once either. Like, I can't walk down a street and drink a can of cola without standing still. Also, drums are really loud. No volume button on them. Nah, not for me, thanks. And finally, number 1, singing. Tried using my voice as an instrument. Nightmare. Turns out it's really hard to sound like Michael Bublé. I didn't realise. Hats off, Michael. Well done to ya. And there you have it. Complete history of my failed attempts at learning my instruments. Oh, I don't reckon I'm going to bother again. Should probably sack it all off. Bye!
Listen up, man, to how it slaps. Said this one's going to lay them all flat. What, this one's going to lay them all flat? Yeah, like a shot to your dome with a bat. How about that? Cause the beat sounds fat. I'm about to bring this sound to the clash.
What, a sound clash? A real sound clash?
Nah, the one I'm always having in my head when I rap. When I make boom bap, when I tell him lean back. Every time a rhythm hits and my little toe tap. Every time I go in on the phone, all the Mac is in my head. I am that famous that my bars are worth stacks.
I know what you're saying and I'm ready to go. Bring that heat to the battle in your head. But I gotta sip my tea before I shred this beat in the imaginary clash like you said. Cause I'm not trying to stifle your creativity in your living room and it's 3:30. What am I even saying? This don't sound like me. Time for the positrons, positive energy. Hates Mr. Litch, who I don't give a up. I'm about to terrorize these bars like what? Set the stage on fire in the imaginary club. I'm about to raise a roof, folly, hold my mug. And you better watch out, got the energy now. Caffeine in my tet leaves, PG's got me wildin' out.
Mate, are you saying you double bagged it?
I took the sugar out and put in the whole pack, and now I'm sugar rushing, seeing phantom rappers attacking. Shadow boxing guys with my sugar rush tactics. I'll never stop, mate, oh, I'm crushing.
And wake up, mate, remember you were rapping.
Baby boy, I know you're tired, but I'm ready to go. I got a coffee and a pack of chalky hobnobs. Most people don't know you got a bad man flowing. You can throw that hat like Odd Job. So drink this, donk this, don't go to sleep.
Anthony, answer me, too late is too deep.
Ah, well, that's it, all alone, just me. Guess I'll have to focus on the beat. Peace.
Right, guys, I know some of you are feeling a bit cooped up. What with the big toilet paper crisis we've got going on right now, missing the way things used to be. I just thought I'd share some reasons why this new world is a great world. It's better this way, guys. It is.
Better this way.
Literally. Seriously.
Better this way.
It came as a surprise to me, but I prefer life in hands-free. Your breath doesn't hit me this way. Plus when you're talking, if you become boring, won't know when I walk away. Better this way.
To me is okay. Who knew when this started that I would be granted 2 meters of personal space?
Better this way.
Scratch my balls at home is where I want to stay. I'm king in my castle, away from you assholes. I was born to shatter in place.
Better this way. Better this way. Better this way.
Hello world, the boys are here. That is about release the opportunities that is presented to us in this period of isolation. And you know, as they say, sometimes l'absence it makes the art go fonder. And really, I just wanted to communicate that this period is not necessarily a negative. You know, you can look at it in another way. It really reminds me this of when I don't know if I ever mentioned it or fucking bang on about it the whole time, but I used to live in Paris. And when I lived there, you know, I was playing a lot of space disco. But when I moved there, there was a period at the beginning before I learned, you know, the French language. That, you know, when I was walking in the street, it's a bit like now when people are distant from you. But the distance was that I could not understand what they were fucking saying, the people around me when they were talking. I felt very alone, like an alien. So then, you know, after many years of effort and to study and I was working at the time in a bar. I eventually I learned the language and I could hear everything that the people around me were saying, and it turned out that in fact it was just all fucking bullshit.
Just the exact same bollocks people go on about in England. Pointless waste of time. Don't bother. Bother. Don't bother. Bother.
Better this way. Hey yo. It's your boy Kev. AKA Uncle Ken. I'm here to talk about isolation. Stay together, people. Stay at home. Stay safe. Save lives. Woo! Talk about isolation. I want to give you my 2 cents on it in a way that I've never done before. Let's do it. I'm in quarantine. This is something our generation didn't see. Or is it a naivety? I'm stuck in the cage in this lonesome rage. Boris Johnson got me scared about this place.
Hello.
But don't worry, see, I'm still in the zone. I'm a tech savvy employee. I work from home, living day by day, waiting for this to go away. My man Ali, dropping some beats. Garage Band, good golly. What about M, the G of Procreate? Sit down, shut up, regulate. Then there's me, the man of video mastery. But what about them? The sexual kick dresses like his
what
man.
Are you doing?
I'm not about that, fam. I'm creating this jam.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, people. Therefore, I could rap, could you? Well, I still can't, so give me some credit. I'm on my own here with very little equipment. But there you go. There you go, guys. That's my take on isolation for our episode. Need I say no more? Let's bring it back. Yeah. Woo!
When you asked me to make a podcast where I ask about being a dad, oh, you just couldn't see the dilemma in me, cause I've seen what it's like in his back. And I know my opinion's offensive to some, so I'll sugar the pill with a song. But I'm sorry, I have to be true to myself, so I'll need you to prove that I'm wrong. Why would you go and do that to yourself? When it's so bad for your wallet and your life and your wife and your health,
that's a fact.
Bad for the environment and therefore everything else.
By extension, that is true.
Why would you go and do that to yourself?
I just don't get it.
Why would you want a little guy that looks like you, living in your house, sucking on your wife's boobs? I'm sorry if it's rude, but it's just the truth. That the greedy little snip that gets the food. When the grateful little dog's turn around and cute, when he gets in his pants, it's a problem for you. If you drop it on his head, then it's ruined for good. So be careful when you hold it, cause it's easy to do. You'll be wiping that butt till he's 42. Bring it on the plane, everybody on the plane will hate you. Freedom is a lot to lose, and that's my 10 cents, now it's over to you. Why would you go and do that to yourself? When it's so bad for your wallet and your life and your wife and your health,
that's a fact.
It's bad for the environment and therefore everything else.
By extension, that is true.
Why would you go?
Today's episode of Why Do I Bother is brought to you by Sports Lube, the nation's number one sporting lubricant. Grab some today and slap it all over yourself. Let's hear what the boys have been using it for. Sports Lube! Dan, how do you use Sports Lube?
Hi, Dan here. I use Sports Lube at my biannual five-a-side match to increase not only my aerodynamism, but also my confidence. I love Sports Lube.
Anthony, why do you bother with Sports Lube?
Why, aye, man, I'm glad you asked. I love Sports Lube. Ever since I've had my wee bean, me mud flaps have been slapping around me ankles. I slather myself up in it and go lifting bog rolls from the local Asdas, just so the fat-fingered security guards can't keep a grip on my flaps like. I love it.
How about Kev?
I'm Kev.
Fantastic. Ollie, what are you using Sports Lube for?
I'm not fucking reading the bit of paper. Fuck off. We've sold out. Like, they're never going to have me back in the fucking Momentum WhatsApp group if I...
Just fucking read it, man. We need the fucking money for the hosting of the podcast. Like, we've all fucking done it. Just read it.
Fine. Sports Lube has improved my skateboarding score by a factor of 10.
It doesn't even make any fucking sense.
Like, it's not even what Lube is for.
It's now available from Wilco, Robert Dyers, Palm Stretcher, Wilmington Stores and GHS. Grab some today, slap it all over yourself and we'll see you in the showers. Sports Lube.
Sports Lube is for external use only.
Alright, boys. So,
Sports Lube.
Wanted to record a little treat for you guys this week. A little bit of... little bit of a tribute to where, do you know, those kids who didn't ever want to join in with PE at school. I'm not saying there's anyone on this podcast, Ollie, I'm looking at you, who probably fell in this category, but do you know the kids who always felt ill during PE class? We all knew them, so I've written you a little song. See what you think, lads.
I hate Tuesdays, because that's when I do my mandatory sports. I'm cool like toothpaste. They can't make me kick a stupid football. Mommy, I feel down. I think I have a fever and my head is spinning around. I feel like the damn pits. I'm stuck inside the bathroom struggling with the hay fever. The trees are my enemy, plants wanna see me dead. I can't play netball when the girls are stood laughing there in the sports hall. Mommy, I'm too sick to go to school. Maybe I should stay at home with you. With you. With you.
Nick in a gym.
Ooh, Nick in a gym.
Yeah,
we're Nick in a gym.
Oh, Nick in a gym.
Yeah,
Nick in a gym.
Baby, we're Nick in a gym.
Nick in a gym.
Nick in a gym.
Yeah,
we're Nick in a gym. Yeah,
Nick in a gym.
Rolling round with my boys in the ute in the outback. Turned around and said aloud to my mate Tim. Hey Tim, we have some pumped some iron in a good long while. I've been living in denial, but I'm feeling pretty frail. Tim, I'm wasting away, I can't take it, I'm getting thin. He said, hey Joe, you know we're big buff boys, so we just can't have that. I need you feeling strong and keeping on and working every limb. Got the remedy, the answer to our prayers here in the outback. So baby tonight, we're Nick in a gym.
Nick in a gym.
Nick in a gym.
Nick in a gym.
Oh, Nick in a gym.
Yeah,
we're Nick in a gym.
Oh, Nick in a gym.
Yeah,
Nick in a gym.
Baby, we're Nick in a gym.
Nick in a gym.
Nick in a gym, yeah.
Nick in a gym, yeah.
Nick in
the
gym.
We're taking the wigs and the lights in the bin. We're lifting the bottles and dumbbells, the kettlebells, dumbbells are giving to ring to get in. We're taking the portrait of everything. We're nicking the kitchen, we're rinsing the sink. We haven't got time to just slow down and think. We're quicker than fingers, you'll miss if you blink. We're pushing our tolerance right to the brink. Luckily Tim had a guy with the link. Plus he was buff, had a truck and if that's not enough, had a map and a key to get in. We're ready to flex, ready to win. About to engage in original sin. We need our physics to be chiseled to lift the elliptical difficult. Nick in the
gym.
Nick in the gym.
Nick in the gym.
We're Nick in a gym.
Oh, Nick in a gym.
Yeah,
Nick in a gym. bicep curls, exercise bicycles. Making a gym is a workout for boys and girls. Needing a lift just to pump those guns. Don't do it for the pleasure, don't do it for the fun. Big thighs save lives, plus we all need wives. And here down under have to carry heavy knives. Antipodean paintings don't like men slim. So baby, that is why this evening we're nicking a gym. Nicking a gym. Yeah, we're Nick in a gym. Oh, Nick in a gym. Yeah, Nick
in a gym. Nick in a gym.
Baby, I'm Nick in a gym. Nick in a gym. Nick in a gym.
It's Friday again, baby. You know what night it is? Day night. Day night. It's bedtime, son. Run along.
7 o'clock, put the baby to sleep. Maybe I'll find us a DVD. My wife says to me, why a DVD? Why did we spend so much money on a fancy TV? Okay, let's try Netflix and chill. Let's do like the young, slow it down for real.
She said,
heard about a show about serial killers. Shall we try it after dinner with a glass of wine? I said, baby, if you're sure it won't be a mood killer, it's date night after all. We should watch something romantic, something kinda soppy, not about a guy who pushes his wife down the stairs. It's a bit weird, isn't it? Anyway.
Girls like Crime Club. My girl likes Crime Club.
She don't like romantic, that stuff's kinda boring. She prefers guys who become king of tigers. She don't wanna watch people find their soulmate. She'd rather watch death row cell inmates get exonerated.
Yeah.
Romance is overrated. Happy day. There's no romance in 2020, when you think there would be plenty. But the truth is there's no fish like a swimming in the Dead Sea. Looking for love in 2020, man, it should be easy. Cause I've got low standards, I just want somebody friendly.
At this rate, mate, I'll be single till my 90s. Why does every girl I meet immediately wanna fight me? Even worse, she's mental when she really flipping likes me. She can't let go when I let her down gently. It was 2017 when I got out that relationship. Dating apps hadn't come about when I got into it. It's a really strange world and I'm not sure that I'm cool with it. But every other single person's had a go with doing it.
Back on the meat market and I'm getting chopped up. So I did a little swiping cause my friend set it up. It's a cold dark world and you can get swept up. So let me tell you some of the stories from the internet.
Denise was looking pretty fine when she slid up in my DMs. Profile pic and she was sitting on the bonnet of her BM.
I was feeling pretty confident with newfound freedom when she got a little fresh with me late one evening. She asked me what my junk looked like, she said she had to see him. Next thing I know she's blackmailing for a per diem. Turns out it was a geezer from the north named Ian, who worked in the gift shop of a museum. But don't worry, Ian's gone now and nobody can see him. Had to hunt man down like I was Liam Neeson. Not that I'm ashamed of anybody seeing, but just don't worry about the reason.
There's no romance in 2020, when you think there would be plenty. But the truth is there's no fish like a swimming in the Dead Sea. Looking for love in 2020,
yes I am.
Man, it should be easy. I just want somebody friend.
Man, my next Tinder day was this girl named Grace, Grace. But she wanted me to do something nasty to her face. I told her to respect herself, she told me I was gay. Then she stormed out the cafe and Ollie had to pay.
The third one I went on was this chick named Sue. I couldn't figure what was wrong with her, I didn't have a clue. I guess that she was sniffing glue on her trips to the loo. We hadn't even had dessert and she was puking on my shoe.
The fourth and final one I'll ever do, it really took the cake. You see, I said I'd go hiking with this girl named Kate. She said she knew the wilderness and she knew a good place. We could camp in the woods and I should bring my mates. First day at Seattle when she killed that
snake. But when she got the axe out, I knew I had to run away. It got a bit Blair Witch, man, I really have to say. We were deep in the woods, cause we've been hiking all day.
I tripped on a tree branch, then I fell into a grave. Looked up to see Kate with a blood spattered face. She said, come on, I wanna show you a very special place. Then she took me to the glade where the dead bodies lay. Said, Kate, that's great, I think we've got the same mates. But it's getting pretty late, I must be getting on my way. She said, you've been hungry, don't you? I said, no, you look great. But it's like Grace said, yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm gay. And then she struggled with the infomant, I somehow got away. I moved out to another town and I changed my name. Suffice to say that my experiences weren't that great. Do I have to keep looking for my soulmate, mate?
There's no romance in 2020 when you think there will be plenty. But the truth is, there's no fish like us running in the Dead Sea. Looking for love in 2020, man, it should be easy. Cause I've got low standards, I just want somebody friendly.
Yo, Ellie.
LA.
Yeah, right, LA. Just bring us back into the life, then.
That's me screaming because I want a podcast. That's me screaming because I want a
I love my chinos, I love my khakis, my linen shirts, my canvas jacket. But until I'm an explorer or I reach my middle age, I'll have to wear them separately, my favourite clothes of age. And maybe it's a signal that I've reached a certain stage, but I can't wear them together, no, my favourite clothes of beige.
This is a Why Do I Bother worldwide exclusive.
Yeah. How was I to know you were so cold? How was I to know you were so cold?
The coldest, hottest eyes never come on the scene. Mr. K, Mr. I, Mr. A, Mr. G. Mr. Come and cool down with the cool 16. Just like I froze it hard when I compose a shit little girl. Pockets, I don't do it for free. I don't do it for you either, mate. I do it for me. I just want you all to know it's me and people to see. Somewhere deep down, there's an icy cold killer in me. I'm talking colder than a fridge in the Antarctic for weeks. I'm talking colder than a witch's knit in January. Out on the mountain, picking negative a million degrees. I'm right in deep space, planetary cemetery. Veteran history, screaming out for a replay on the beat. And when you try to let it out, words will come and they freeze. You broke the bridges here, bridges dark, static, and you see. I'm coming colder than a 10-ton bag of frozen peas.
Yeah. How was I to know you were so cold? How was I to know you were so cold?
The permafrost rhymes on the quiet gently, and never deviate, abbreviate, clean wine scheme. You're as long as Mr. Frosty serving soft ice cream. Mr. Whoopi making lollies in some messed up tree. Another reality in another galaxy. Cold. I'm a killer, strictly metaphorically. Treat it cold before, yeah, I know one glass. Yeah, calls me up inside. Inside, I have to keep it sub-zero.
Like a snowman's life.
Turn the air con dash right down to the left, and you'll find that you still can't see my breath. Because I'm cold to the core, but it's more that I'm fresh. Let me put it in a way that you might get. When you're shaking and shivering with the wintry rhythm and sub-zero flow, got the dance floor quivering. Got cold blood like a snake and I'm slithering.
I'm sorry to know you were so cold. I'm sorry to know you were so cold. I was hard to know you were so cold. Whoa. So you've come to the end of the show. Whoa. What did you think of it? Did you think it was a little bit just never? If so, why are you still listening? How did you get this far?